It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ben, the show slaps.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's definitely not a shit stick of a show. That's for
it's
sure.
It's not. It's
like a shit stick collection. Like yeah. I could have shit stick all across my living room.
I just want to say, if anybody has gotten a shit stick, it's actually not Inez. She has had a lot of chances.
Yes.
A lot of people. The person with the shit stick collection is LC, okay?
Yes, yes, without a doubt.
Okay, LC probably had to quarantine and is now just sitting in a hotel room by herself, hanging out this whole time, okay? She's only going to get 4 episodes of airtime, which is the same thing that happened to her on Love is Blind Season 1.
Ouch.
Ouchie that wah-wah. Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, oof, no baby. That's gotta hurt. No baby talk. No ouchie wah-wahs. Okay.
Okay.
We don't remember the cringy. Not cute.
Oh, babe, you're so cute when you tell me not to baby talk. You're my little fur baby.
Am I fur baby because of the beard? Right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Well, that's because I used the hedge trimmer, Max.
Oh, Nicole says still better than the time that Mark cheated on her and gave her COVID. Yes, I would say that means that Elsie definitely has a shit stick collection that she's gone through.
Yes, she's got the full.
She has the biggest probably shit stick collection.
Her house reeks. It reeks.
Yes.
I've never used the term shit stick before. Have you? Have you ever used the term shit stick?
I think I've used the term like you get the shit end of the stick.
Exactly. That's what I've heard.
That's probably why Inez was confused by it. She's like, I know shit end of the stick, but not shit stick.
Now when she gets her green card and comes to the U.S., that's going to be like the phrase she uses most. Like, oh, you want to come home and see my shit stick collection? It's quite the collection.
She's not going to get the green card because when she goes to get her green card, she's going to say shit stick and they're going to go, oh, no. You haven't spent
it's shit
any
end
time.
Of the stick.
You haven't spent any time in this country. This is clearly not real. You're getting deported. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be very sad.
Could we get a season of 90 Day Fiance with Inez on it, because that would be great.
Yes,
that would be fantastic.
Yes, her and Damien, true love.
Oh my
true God. Love.
Oh my God! If I have to watch the arm kissing again on another show,
well, that seems very European. She could be into it.
That's true. That is true.
I heard kissing with your eyes open is very European as well. Maybe everything that Damien does is just, yeah, I know he seems very American, but maybe he's just a very European guy.
That could be. That could be.
Yes. But yeah, the show, it's amazing that they create so much drama and entertainment out of people just walking around at night trying to match with each other. Yeah. It really is just a Love Island. Are You the One? Not this current season of Are You the One, it's terrible, but old Are You the One kind of mashup, and it really just works.
It really does. Yeah, it's like watching lab rats in a maze, you know. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, I love just watching rats. I just go outside to the New York City streets and I just watch rats, and this really reminds me of
is
it.
Is there any is there anything more entertaining than a New York City rat beyond?
No, there's not.
They're terrifying.
I just give them different food items and I see if they can carry it.
Yes, that's good.
I
remember last time I saw you, you were down on Canal Street, was it? And you were giving an entire Thanksgiving turkey to one.
Yes. Well, after Pizza Rat became so famous, I remember you had your phone out, you were trying to go viral. So yes, trying to do Thanksgiving rat. It didn't pick up as well as I thought, but you know
a rat had trouble, I remember, grabbing.
Yes.
Yeah, it just sort of started eating it. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. It was sad. Yeah. Well, should we talk about the episode? I feel like there's so much to talk about. And
we got a lot to cover. We do.
I just want to say, Ben, if you do not talk about this episode with me,
I will eat your dick.
Okay, so you better talk about this episode with me. Oh, you're just going to lay back and wait for me to eat your dick? I'll do it. I'll fly over to Colorado and...
I will eat your dick.
I'm going to eat that dick. I'm gonna slice it, dice it.
Come on out here. Have some dick. Have some Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, I will. I know those are balls. I know what they are.
Okay.
I'm very cultured, Ben. So Nerf guns. Did Cole send these over?
I was just going to say.
Love is Blind Season 3.
Mitchell and Cole, they do have about the same maturity level, I would say.
Yes.
Is that of an 8-year-old boy. So, now,
Also, does Nerf have a branded sponsorship with Netflix? Is it a product placement?
I don't think they do, because if they did, they'd definitely be doing product placement with the new gel blasters. It definitely wouldn't be these.
Well, these were gel blasters.
No, these were the plastic. I saw. They had like the plastic.
I thought that they did, because they said that they hurt.
I saw the suction cup.
Oh. I thought that they were suction cups, but they said they hurt. And I was like, oh, Chloe's wearing eye protection. And I thought that was very smart. So I assumed that they were doing the gel blasters.
I think it was eye protection from the foam. From the plastic.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, lame. I know.
They were able to say Nerf, so I assumed maybe there is, but probably not.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should talk about this for 20 more minutes.
Mitch was like, can I call them Furks instead of Nerfs?
That's when I stuck a real gun to my head, when he said that.
Okay, it's getting out of hand, though. Can we talk about that? It's getting really out of hand, the Furks. It's too much.
It got out of hand the first time that he said it.
Yes, but like now I feel like the Furk count is up to maybe like 15 at this point. Like, yeah, when he says it, the thing that disturbs me, Max, is that he says it so casually, like he's not even thinking about it.
He doesn't think about it. That's what they say from I think the part of Pennsylvania that he's from is called, but I think that people call it Pennsyltucky.
Yeah, okay. Do they really?
Pennsyltucky. And I think
do they really say
Furk there? Yes.
Oh my god. Well, that explains a lot. Explains the flag in his room, for one.
Yes, they call it Pennsyltucky. It's a region in Pennsylvania. Here's the rural and exurban part of the state of Pennsylvania outside of Pittsburgh and the Philadelphia metropolitan areas, more specifically applied to the mountainous central region. But I think it still kind of applies to like where he lives, you know.
That's insane. So I didn't know that Furk was related to that. I thought it was just some fucking branding thing he was doing for
himself. Is it just
him? I mean, it is branding. Don't get me wrong.
Is he the guy that says Furk, or is it just him that says Furk?
Oh, you mean does that whole Furk? Does that whole region, you mean?
Yes, I think maybe Furk in Urban Dictionary, this is from 2004, furker, slightly softer and comical alternative for fuck, or two, apparently a tribe on Dungeons and Dragons. Maybe he's a big D&D-er of the Furk tribe.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't give him that much credit for being that cool. I don't think he's cool enough to do D&D, personally.
Furk, Pennsylvania, I'm Googling. Nothing is coming up.
Okay. So it's just his thing.
It could just be his thing. It just feels very Pennsyltucky to me.
Pennsyltucky. Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing, but I can tell you I've never
heard of Pennsyltucky before.
Now that I know to stay away from it.
There's also a thing where like there's that I've heard where like there's people from Pennsylvania and then there's people who are from PA and they don't say they're from Pennsylvania, they say they're from PA.
And is that more like Eastern Pennsylvania type area.
Yeah, or like they're from the more like rural parts of Pennsylvania, you know?
I see.
They're not from like Philadelphia or, you know, like I would say Mitchell probably would say that he's from PA.
I know,
because he's from Delco.
That's so interesting that some, right, that some people...
They're from PA.
Right. Stephanie LaGrossa from Survivor, I think, was also from that part.
She's from PA.
She's from she's a Delco girl, just like Sam.
Yeah, from PA.
From Circle. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a, I'm glad
it's a whole thing. It's a very...
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on in Pennsylvania. That people don't... might not know about.
And the Amish are out there too. That's everybody's out there.
Yes, there's a lot of stuff going on in Pennsylvania, everybody. Don't forget that Dorney Park is there too.
Yeah, I mean it is a very just a very diverse and different area.
And the workers at Dorney Park, they're split up. Some people say I work at Dorney Park and some people say I work at DP, you know? So it really gets divided there too.
Jesus Christ. And you only know this because you lived in Jersey, I'm guessing, right? Because there's
no, everybody knows this but you, Ben. The whole country knows about Pennsylvania besides you. You're the only person who doesn't know this.
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you too much about Wyoming or Nebraska or anything like that.
Yeah, I think it's because I've lived in New Jersey and New York City, and I just know people from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Okay. So Inez and Will return, and Will says, "I selected Dom to go on a date." And Dom is not happy about it because he has been betrayed by Will and he has to go on another date on a
dating show. Poor guy.
He's so upset about it. You know?
Why me? Like, of all people.
Why do I have to go on a date on like a dating show? I can't believe I have to go on dates on the dating show. Why? Like, I just want to sit around the villa and hold on to Georgia like I'm in a storm and she's the mast of a ship.
That's God. A very good impression, by the way.
I can't believe I have to go on dates on the dating show.
You want to know why you're going on dates so much, Dom? It's because you're so boring that they have to think of things for you to do. Because while most people just create the entertainment themselves, you yourself have to actually, you know, think of things to do yourself. Or
Dom's a little bitch.
Yes, exactly, Francesca. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
He just complains all day. It's like, just be nice on the date and get over. All you did was go on a date. Chill out.
Yeah, come on. And if you ask me, they vibed well, Diamond.
Yeah, I know. They had a good time.
Yeah.
Inez lets Francesca know that she's going on a date, and she's shocked. Everyone is shocked, and Damien's very nervous. Carousel lets Damien know that Francesca is exploring her options, that Damien should too. And Carousel says, if I hadn't explored my options with Joey and put Joey through the ringer, then we wouldn't be as strong as we are today. You know, that's
what we all remember all the dates that Joey's been on so far on the show that weren't with Carousel and he had to watch her go.
Yes, but you know,
go on all these dates.
She made out with Chase, and because of that happening,
yes, that's what it is.
That's what made them stronger. And
yes, she shot Mitchell with a Nerf gun, and so that like bonded them. But that it made Joey and her stronger as a result.
Yes, yes. I do love when people are like. In a kind of not so, I don't want to say toxic, but in a not so great relationship, and they are, and it's early days, and they're like,
yeah, it's not going well now, but if you're not being tested, then how is your relationship going to be strong in the future? And I'm like,
that's the story of Love is Blind for the last two seasons, basically.
I know. And I'm mm-hmm. like, do you know that some relationships are just generally good? Like, they start off good. They just
are
going well.
You meet someone and you get along and you're nice to each other. Maybe you fight occasionally, but you're not mean to each other. You just have disagreements and you solve them like adults, and you're kind, you know, and you don't cheat on each other. You know, it's like good. There's no testing.
I'm never using words like test or ups and downs or trials. Anything like that ever.
I'd use words of we put each other through the ringer.
That's not a good sign.
His vocabulary, it's not necessary.
Yes. I mean, maybe all of their problem here is that they just they need to expand their group of friends they're dating to other people than just maybe the influencers that are on other reality shows. I don't know.
We're gonna hold a relationship seminar, $10,000 a seat, and we're gonna help them
invite Joanne Carousel first off.
Yes,
especially if they win Perfect Match and win that $1 million, they'll have the money to spend.
Yeah, it'll be good. Francesca and Abby go on their date. Abby is very self-aware. It's very good. She says she would describe herself as a wild card and a bit impulsive.
I could look crazy.
Crazy.
I think she said it. She said it all perfectly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like you said, very self-aware. That's was our take too.
Yeah.
On when we watched 20 Somethings Austin. Yeah.
Yep. She could look crazy.
She's fun.
She's fun. She's great. She's definitely a bit impulsive. We said she's a wild card.
She is a wild card.
Yeah.
And it sneaks up on you too, because she's got like a very nice and sweet personality. And then all of a sudden she'll be like a wild card. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Do you think she knew Joey was going to be on the show, so she went brunette? And conversely, do you think she knew Nick Uhlenhut was going to be on the show, so she went brunette? She knew that she lived in Austin, he lived in Austin, and she wanted to be his wife.
Ooh, yeah. You know, Nick said something about her in his stories that we're going to save for our Patreon.
Yes, we'll have to talk about that
tomorrow. And yeah, specifically about her. So check that out, patreon.com/realityalert. Only $5 to get into that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Francesca. So Abby tells Francesca that she liked her show and she's been following her since season one. Are we watching Perfect Match or are we watching the newest season of You? Because stalker vibes. Anyone?
She's right. Like the first person to, I think, admit on this show that she's watched one of the other people's shows.
Yeah, everyone else is like, what's your name? Who what's are your you? Show?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'd be on there and I'd be like, sexy beast, the mole.
Yeah.
Love is blind.
I don't even watch TV.
I'd run up to Shane and I'd be like, do the laugh. Do the laugh. He'd be like, what? I'd be like, do the laugh.
I'd be like, oh my God, you guys are all on my soundboard. This is such a crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
You'll be about a recorder. Can you guys like do custom sound bites for me?
Shane, can you do a new laugh drop for me? I like that you have in this scenario like an actual old recorder instead, like a tape recorder.
Yeah, tape recorder. Yeah.
It's not on your phone or anything.
No, a tape recorder. She says she looks prettier in person than she does on Instagram. Abby, she is a flirt and she is very open about this.
Yeah.
Francesca says she's pretty too. Abby tells her the whole getting married thing. They talk about their similar upbringings and experiences with Christianity and coming out. They seem to really be hitting it off. And Francesca just straight up says, Damien's my match, but things aren't going great. And they pretty much instantly say, we'd be happy to match with each other. The match is basically made.
I actually really think they're a really good match. I think they're going to be one of the, given that they have like this whole, sort of similar family history and dynamics and all of that, you know, I think there's something to bond.
Yeah. With. But for how long, Ben, how long till Francesca gets bored? One episode, one and a half episodes.
Max, how long until the wild card gets bored? Huh? Hmm?
Yeah, but Francesca has that spell that she's going to cast on her.
That's true.
Abby's going to go, oh my God, I can't wait for you to meet my sister. She's going to fall in love with you. My mom's going to love you. We're going to move in together. And then Francesca's going to move on to someone else.
Ideally, in a you know, perfect world scenario here, Max, Francesca moves on from Abby to Carousel and steals Carousel away from Joey.
Yes.
That is the most ideal.
In a preview, we have definitely seen them making out.
Yes. And I'm going to guess it was like a friends thing and a jokey thing. And Joey was there and approved, you know, and clapped or whatever. But, you know.
Woo, you go, girl. Yeah. Yay. Girls kissing. Everybody loves it. Yes.
He's such a supportive boyfriend. It really is. Yes, it's probably that, but I hope that it's a perfect match. I really
yeah,
because that would just be hilarious if they finally just got together.
My parents like you guys kissing too. They support this.
Right.
Back at the villa, Joey and Georgia, they seem to be close friends. He's like her confidant, you know? Like, he's like her Varys from Game of Thrones. You know, he was the castrated person. The castrata. Yeah. So she goes to him. You know,
you're saying Joey is the neutral. Castrated.
He cares what's best for the realm. What's best for the house is what Joey cares about.
Very apt description. Yes.
He says, what's going on? Why is Dom picked for the date? And what Inez and Dom talk all the time. What do they talk about? Is there something romantic going on between Dom and Inez? And Joey's like, is there something going on? Maybe you should think about that. And Georgia, she bites onto this, and she now thinks that Inez has ulterior motives.
Wow.
The seed has been planted.
Joey's playing very strategic here. Even more strategic than season one Circle, I would say.
You know, I think that Joey and Carousel are causing drama.
They are.
But I don't necessarily think that they have devious motives.
No, yeah. No, I know. It's like part of their personality a little bit.
Yeah.
And not even to start drama intentionally, just to be having their hands in all the pots. Like, they want to know the tea. They want to know everything that's going on, basically. Right.
Yeah. Like, I think that they both have good intentions. Like,
they're being malicious or anything.
No, like, I really didn't get that vibe for, especially from Carousel with the whole Inez thing. Like, I didn't get like bad vibes from it. I was like,
no, I didn't either. I didn't.
Yeah. So Dom and Diamond go on their date. Not a lot really happened here because, you know, Dom is Dom. He does the whole Dom Cruise thing again. Have you gotten a lot of Tom Cruise vibes and Indiana Jones vibes from him this season?
Just the times where I saw him like cliff jumping off the cliffs into the water.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there was his entrance into the house where he jumped out of a helicopter and parachuted in.
Yeah, I saw some risky business stuff where he took off his pants and he was sliding in his socks when everybody left, putting on sunglasses. I saw a lot of that.
Yeah, and then when they were making cocktails, he was doing all these crazy flipping moves and everything. And
yes.
Doing that.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie, by the way?
I have.
This is a really, really weird movie.
You know that it's based on a real story?
Cocktail?
Yeah, it is. It's based on the guy who the owner of TGI Fridays.
And really?
Uh-huh. And how he got
That's
started.
That's amazing.
Out.
Do you know they wrote Kokomo just for that song?
Did they just for that movie, you mean?
Yes, just for that movie.
Wow.
Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama.
You think about it, it's a very influential movie.
Yes.
It is.
Incredible.
But it's just okay. It's just an art film.
It's a quick date, and then Dom is like, just so you know, blah, 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 you can't be together because
you know, like, I'm in love with Georgia, even though I was in love with Francesca 2 days ago, and blah, 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 blah.
My little brother's going to fall in love with her.
Yeah, and she's,
I'm going to get married.
Yeah. It's definitely a real relationship.
Oh, yeah. I did buy a ring before I came on the show.
And yeah.
I'm pretty determined to find someone who's going to take it. So.
Yeah. Get involved.
Get involved.
That was just a great song. A great, great song.
Cannonball, is that what it was?
Cannonball.
Wow. I can't wait for the summer. I'm going to bring my phone and a Bluetooth speaker, play that song, and then right into the deep end, baby.
You better really listen to the lyrics. Cannonball, cannonball.
Think about it.
Think about
it. I actually heard Paul McCartney wrote that song, by the way.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Very cool.
So back at the villa, Carousel asks Joey if he thinks she prevents him from exploring other connections. You think
maybe the fact that you guys are boyfriend girlfriend now, maybe?
I could be.
We do get this. There's only one thing that could get in the way of their connection, though, and that's if they bring in Shuby into the house.
Yeah, that could get in the way. The whole
complicated. Then she starts getting jealous. She's like, "You're hanging out with Shuby more than you're hanging out with me. This is a problem."
Yes. Yes. Woo!
Shuby could definitely.
Who do you think Shuby would match with on this show?
Joey.
That's good. That's so good.
No, but in terms of the females, he did have a brief date with Chloe on their little Love is Blind promo. Remember that? So it could be...
That's funny.
So it could be that Chloe could go into the boardroom and she'd see Shuby on there and she'd go, "We have some unresolved things. We did this 10-minute promo for Love is Blind and we really hit it off. And I just have so many unanswered questions that I want answered. And so I need to go with Shuby."
I guess Chloe would probably be the best matchup. I don't know.
For Shubes?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else would be. Maybe an S?
Yeah.
You know, she likes smart
guys. Is there anyone like Rebecca? You know? Anyone that could be like a sister?
No, because there's no one who's shy. He likes people who are shy.
Who's the shyest girl there?
Inez, because remember she covered her eyes when Will took his shirt off?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So he goes up to Inez, and what does he say, Max?
This is like alien lingo.
When she's speaking French?
She's speaking French. I was gonna say the other one. There's another soundbite that I was looking for.
No!
I don't know what you want me to say.
It's like the one where he's like, "This girl makes me feel so..."
Oh, yeah, I don't have that one right now. Sorry.
Oh, too bad. All pointless.
Okay. Well, this was nice about Carousel opening up about how this is interesting how she says that, like, she's worried that if she gets married to a man, she feels that, like, her sexuality might be invalidated.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, and I like how she feels that Joey is probably the first guy that she's dated who has supported her and not tried to suppress her. I felt that was very nice. So I thought it was all over a good combo.
Yeah, that's why, honestly, I do think this relationship might have legs. It does.
Yeah, I don't think it has legs, but I think they're nice together. Yeah. I don't trust Joey.
All the talk of ringer and testing, it does make you... hesitant. It does.
I don't trust Joey. Do you know why? Because he's a
dog. Dog.
Get the fuck over here.
Dog.
Yeah. He's just a dog. All right. What happens next, Ben? What happens next?
Diamond enters, I believe. Diamond and Dom.
Yes, Diamond and Dom come back.
Not holding hands, not skipping.
Yeah, they're not skipping. Diamond says she knows half the people. That's pretty impressive. Abby and Francesca return, though. They are not holding hands, but they are holding yellow roses. Does that symbolize anything, yellow roses?
Marriage, I thought.
Marriage, yeah. I think that they might have gone Panamanian married.
Yes, the yellow roses.
Yes, in Panama.
It's a bachelor thing, right? They got it from The Bachelor.
Yeah, they gave each other a rose.
It's Panamanian Bachelor, I think.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't feel fucking great.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, Damien. I think.
Yeah, your perfect match just got Panamanian Bachelor married. It's not great.
That's not good. That means there's like a 5% chance that they could get actually married one day.
Yeah. Your odds are not great. Nick Lachey arrives and reveals how this whole two women getting paired up is going to work out. They figured out how it's going to happen. They just add another suite. So now there's six suites. So, hey, the producers figured it out. We like that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they figured it. They were creative. The producers were creative.
LC sitting on the sidelines grinding her teeth right now.
Who?
LC.
Yeah. LC's like, you created an extra suite and you didn't bring an extra person in.
Poor LC.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Dom in Georgia. Dom tells Georgia he's tired of going on dates and he looks like he's crying a little bit. Like his eyes are watering up. Like it's not just emotionally taxing, it's physically taxing, you know, having to walk all the way to these dates, having to drink the champagne and sit for that long. Like he's getting bed sores from sitting on those picnic blankets.
It's like babysitting. It's like he's got to go babysit, you know.
Yeah, it's very taxing.
And he's only getting $100 a day to do it.
Yeah. It's so unfair.
It's not cool.
Yeah. This carousel and Inez discussion is epic. It's glorious.
It's great. I loved it. I was even like starting to believe it. I was like, yes.
I was getting so gassed up.
Go, Inez. Have your big moment, please.
Just watching Carousel play producer was wonderful. It was very Nick Thompson from Love is Blind season 2. Yep. It was really
would not be surprised if she actually got hired as a producer.
She should be. She'd be so good at it.
She's really good at it.
Yeah, and Inessa, she's just the one person that she wants to cry over is Dom. Now, I don't think that you should feel that way, but that's how she feels.
I don't see it. I don't get it. But as far as I know, Dom doesn't smoke, so it's probably not going to work out. So.
Yeah, I mean, she does remind us that Dom did give her the 10 out of 10 in the kissing challenge.
So maybe he does like smoker's kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Carousel says that if Inez doesn't go after Dom tonight, it could be the biggest regret of her life.
Oh, my God.
Of her life, Ben.
She'll be rewatching the show every single night, crying for the rest of her life
until she dies at the ripe age of 144. She'll be watching Perfect Match.
Choking on a croissant. It's not even old age. It'll just be that.
Yes. At 144.
Underneath the Eiffel Tower.
So let's listen to this amazing part of this conversation.
You need to try, because at least if you go out a strong-ass fucking bitch and not a weak-ass bitch. Because if you go home and you never said anything, then you're a weak bitch.
Yeah.
Are you a weak bitch?
I'm not a weak bitch.
Exactly, so be a tough bitch.
I'm a fucking tough bitch.
You're a tough bitch. You're a tough bitch. You came here for love.
I came here for love.
And you're not going to leave empty-handed.
That was almost exactly the same conversation you and I had. That was almost the exact same conversation that we have before every podcast together.
Every podcast we do that because we need to hype ourselves up. Otherwise, we get camera shy.
I always say, Matt, you're a badass bitch. You're a badass bitch. You can do this.
Badass bitch. Let me go. Yeah.
You guys, our listeners, they don't know it, but Max, he's like a mouse off camera. He's so shy and so afraid to go on camera.
This is my normal speaking voice.
I remember when I met you at UCB, everybody was sitting around the table and you were in the corner, like hunched over in the fetal position.
Biting a piece of cheese.
Yes.
So this is where Inez says that she wants to go talk to Georgia first, but then Carousel says, no, that would be the right thing to do. You should do the wrong thing and go talk to Dom first, because bless I'm manipulative.
You know, I love her. I love her.
Yeah, Carousel says, go do the wrong thing because I'm evil.
She's got to be one of the best characters.
Yeah, she's evil and manipulative.
I love it.
Yeah, she had her heart on the wrong place.
Right? Come on.
Yeah, she's just doing her job as a producer.
I love it.
So Inez, she goes and talks to Dom. She pours her heart out to him, and he just goes, ugh, what the fuck is going on?
I hate this. Why do I have to be here? This?
Why do people like me? Why do I keep going? Like, why do people have feelings for me? Why do, like, I have so many emotions, but like other people shouldn't have like emotions and stuff. Like, oh, well,
it does show that he's thinking what the audience is thinking. Why do people like him so much? Like, you know, I don't understand. This is very confusing to me. We can't get mad at him for saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah. Know? All right. Yeah. We'll give him that one. Okay.
He says the same thing. This was a tough rejection, though, for Inez. I did kind of feel bad for her. Like, yeah. It was like a lamb being led to the wolves.
No, this is good, though.
We knew what was going to happen. Dom's not going to separate from any match that he's in ever.
He says the same thing that he said to Savannah, which is a sketchy thing to say, which is, I wish you had brought this up earlier, which is like, okay, so
you do like her.
So you do like her. So would you rather actually be with her?
Who knows with this guy, man? He
it's
turned
a weird a... thing to say. I wish you had brought this up earlier.
He flips so quick. Like, look at Georgia. I don't think he thought once about Georgia until Georgia was like, would you be interested in matching with me? Okay.
Ben, his feelings for Georgia are very legitimate, and it's a real relationship. It is so real. Yeah. I truly feel that they're so genuine.
How many girlfriends do you think Dom has had in his life? At least 100, I would say. At least.
He says that this is the first girl that he's ever asked out.
That is bullshit. I did not believe that at all.
What? That's not bullshit? Just like this relationship isn't bullshit. Everything is real. And you know they're still together to this day?
He had a girlfriend in preschool. That's what I think. I think he's that type of guy. He's a, you know, the second he knows someone has interest in him, this is his wife. Until the end of time. Yeah. Which is cute. It's cute. Don't get me wrong, but it's also not very practical.
It's not cute because I don't trust his feelings.
It's cringy is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not cute. It's cringe. Big time.
We can only categorize things by cute and cringy from now on.
Wow. Listener Maria says on its TikTok, all of the comments are people saying they want Inez to get him and Inez to get together. Well, those people are cringe.
Yeah. Smoke up, Dommy. Come on. That's the only way it's going to happen.
Yeah, and as she DM'd us and told us that she smokes a pack a day, she sent us pictures of ashtrays and all this stuff.
Where she had her whole mouth was like wide open, and she had like 100 cigarettes in there.
It was wild stuff.
I was like, are you going for Guinness? Are you trying to do the Guinness?
She sent us her Halloween costume, and it was Joe the Camel. It was wild stuff. She had a poster and the Marlboro Man was on it. I was like, whoa, this is fucking wild. Wild stuff. Nicole in the chat says, I wouldn't be surprised if he and Ines are dating. What are you telling me? Him and Georgia aren't dating anymore? Are you
there's
telling me
no
Georgia?
Way.
There's no way they have to be dating. You're telling me Georgia might be dating someone else famous right now? No. No, no, he asked her to be his
girlfriend. Well, easy on the word famous. Easy on that one.
Someone.
He's not Dom Cruise famous, you know?
Yeah, so. Dom, double down Dom Cruise. Yes. Speaking of famous, let's turn to us.
Yeah.
Yes. And let's hear a word from our sponsor. And today's sponsor is once again Manscaped. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using code REALITYALERT for 20% off and free shipping.
Max, I love the Beard Hedger. I haven't been able to stop touching my face ever since. Ever since. I just can't stop touching it.
You know, Ben, I used to be afraid to trim my beard sometimes because, you know, these different trimmers that I would use, I would always mess up my beard and I just wouldn't trim it. But now with a Beard Hedger, I never have to hedge my bets.
That's great. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code REALITYALERT. One stroke, one guard, 20 links.
Okay, let's get back to the show. Where were we? All right, Diamond and Will, they have a chat. And, you know, they're just getting along. She asks him why he's single, and his only reasoning is, because I did the mole and we did crazy shit. Is his whole identity just the mole?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he still thinks he's on the mole even when he's not on reality TV.
I think he puts it on his resume, too. Yeah. For jobs.
Winner. Winner of the mole?
Yeah.
They're like, do you mean that show that was on 20 years ago with Anderson Cooper?
No, Netflix did a new one. They revived it. It wasn't Alex marketed Wagner. Too well.
Thank you.
Look, I kind of like Will and Diamond together. They actually have similar energies. I think they're good together.
I'm not getting necessarily romantic vibes, though.
No. But they're definitely comfortable with each other, I'll say.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Georgia and Dom and Chloe, they have a conversation. And Georgia asks what went on between Dom and Inez. And Dom says, well, it wasn't my fault because Carousel told Inez to come talk to me.
Yeah, what a little tattletale.
I know. Jeez. George is upset because she likes Inez and has been nice to her. And, you know, she starts crying.
How did this happen to us? How did this happen to us?
That was your crying sound.
That
right?
Was my
you
tears.
Recording when you were recording the soundbite. Okay.
This song, you know, that song just gets me every time.
It does, I know.
Yeah.
I have a note for Georgia, though. Instead of internalizing these feelings and just crying it out, like maybe take those feelings and shove it right in Inez's face, go march right up to her and scream at her. You know, just a note for reality TV's sake.
Maybe her and Dom are perfect for each other. I can't wait for the wedding.
Yes. I hope they have little like beds instead of chairs that you sit on so that we can all sleep during it because it's going to be so boring.
Well, she says she's like not stupid and she can tell that Inez likes Dom and she says like you two like hang on each other, you swim on each other and like blah, blah, blah. and I can't trust Inez. And she doesn't say that she can't trust Dom, but it's, she seems to kind of like allude to it slightly. And yeah. then I'm hoping that she's
like,
have...
I've seen you smoking packs of cigarettes with Inez by the pool.
I was hoping that she was gonna, like, you know, maybe have a discussion with Dom about it, you know, but then she just walks away. I'm like, fucking discussion about it. Action.
No. This is good. These are the trials that these couples need to get to the altar. This is what they need.
I feel like she's putting us through the ringer. We're being tested.
Oh boy.
I love being tested.
So, we're being tested for another show that we're watching. Are You the One?
Or that's a test. What have they done to our baby? Damien and Francesca. This Damien guy, he is peculiar, isn't he?
He so is. He's very interesting, that's for sure.
I love
you gotta get, if there's an appeal to Damien, he said he's certainly a very unique person. Like,
I kind of love watching Damien. I gotta say, he is so peculiar. Yeah, I am like, everything he says, I'm like, what is your deal?
Again, like the Gigi pairing with him in season one really makes sense. They're both extremely odd people. Like, they're both very peculiar.
So he's like, I really like you, and I see something beautiful with you outside of the show, but we're here to be happy, and but sometimes you say I'm more gay than I am straight. And I'm like, oh, this is good. So he's just going to tell her that
you should be with Abby.
But then he says, sometimes you say I'm more gay than I am straight. And that is very sexy, very attractive.
Oh,
and I'm
God. Like,
what the fuck does that mean?
Damien. This is at the crux of it. It really is. Because when Joey and Carousel had this conversation too, Joey said all these great things. And then at the very end, he goes, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with you bringing a woman home at night. Let's just say that.
But at least Carousel like thought it was funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is like...
It's like, are you telling her? It's like, I thought.
I think it's very sexy that you don't want to be with me.
It's hot.
You should be with me. It's very attractive.
It's so hot when you cuck me. It's so hot.
It's so hot. So then they start talking where Francesca's like, yeah, I'm over this. That was too much. And she brings Carousel over and just knocks him savage. Out of the conversation.
Savage.
It was savage.
Yeah.
And then they try to foist him onto Dom, and he's like, I'm not going to go talk to Dom. Do you guys ever want to talk to Dom when he's pouting or not pouting? Like, they're ever? Like, well,
go smoke a pack with Inez then.
Yeah.
Go smoke with her. Do something.
Yeah.
At some point, you sort of feel like you're getting fucked over.
Getting fucked over. I don't want to be fucked over.
At some point, you sort of feel like you're getting fucked over.
Over. What's his accent? Over.
Over.
Where's he from? You hear that?
At some point, you sort of feel like you're getting fucked over.
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 Where's he from? Over. Over.
Is he from Tennessee? That sounds. I'm getting like
Midwest.
I'm getting Midwest to Southern, like Tennessee, Missouri, maybe in that area.
Siri.
Well, he's probably from Atlanta, right? Because that's where the first season was filmed.
Oh,
Love is Blind.
He grew up in Heidelberg, Germany.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't
pick up on a German accent.
Never would have gotten that one. Yeah, it does sound very German. Over.
Over. What? Why are we doing
Guten Tag? Over.
Oh, that is not even close to German.
German. The Germans. I'm German.
Hello, love. I'm from Germany. Spot on tea, love.
It's that Atlanta German accent that he has.
Yeah, it's kind of sounds British.
You know this is accurate, that source that I just got it from, because it was from, like, because it's nationaltoday.com. It's a very legitimate.
Oh, yeah. I read that every day.
Yeah, it's a very legitimate source. Yeah. And then Francesca and Carousel are like, everybody's being so annoying tonight. We're like the only non-annoying people because we haven't caused any drama tonight. We're just, you know.
They're little angels is what.
Yeah, we're nice. Mitchell and Abby are instantly very flirty with each other. I do think that this could... something could happen here. For Chloe, Mitchell does say there's no way you could cage him. He says he wants to taste what the world has to offer, and he always says this
That's right. Can't cage a virgin, baby.
Yeah, can't cage a virgin. He always says,
you know, like, those virgins, those dirty dogs.
I want to lick the world. I want to taste the world.
He's hungry.
He wants to kiss a thousand.
This guy dinner.
Please. Wants to kiss a thousand kisses. He wants to second base a thousand second bases.
Yes. Yes. Just no below the belt stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get into that stuff. That's the Lord doesn't like that. He doesn't
approve. No.
Except he's wrong, because we know that God is a reality junkie. And
he approves
of sex on reality TV.
Chloe, Joey, and Georgia. Georgia's very upset, and Chloe says, people want you to be upset, though. This is Francesca's doing, because then she gets what she wants, because then you and Dom aren't in the house. But I'm thinking, except Will did this. Will sent Dom on the, Will sent Dom on the date today.
Getting off scot-free. Yeah.
I mean, I guess she's thinking about how Carousel had Dom go talk to, or had Ines go talk to Dom, but that was Carousel and not, and I think she was doing that on her own volition, not because of Francesca.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I love how it's like, this is all Francesca's fault, but it's like, no, that's not what's happening.
She's easy to blame in these situations.
Yeah, I know. But I think that Chloe really thinks that, but that's not what's happening.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I wish Will would go after Georgia. I just want to see Dom squirm more.
You know? Like Will trying to flirt with Georgia?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want him to really match. Funny. I want him to match with Georgia so bad.
Just think he takes off his shirt and goes up and flex and be like, you know, Dom was out third, and I won the mole. I knew who she was after, like, the second quiz. That's why I won.
Everybody was so bored with Dom, we voted him out early.
Yeah, and we had an option.
We didn't even think he was the mole. We just wanted him gone.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, like, a minor thing where, like, Georgia calls out Ines, but, like, they kind of resolve it very quickly, and Joey's like, nobody tried to fuck anybody over, and I agree, Carousel was just trying to help Ines out, and she even said it, she was like, at the time, she was like, Ines, if you go and talk to Georgia first, you're never gonna do it, and you're gonna chicken out, so that's why you should just go and talk to Dom.
It's so really hard to, like, confront Ines in a dramatic way that's going to result in anything more than just Ines being like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Because that's Ines's personality, like, you know, she wanted to talk to Georgia beforehand, which I thought was a good thing that she brought up,
yeah,
you know, to Georgia, of like, you know, I really wanted to, You know, and I'm really sorry about all this.
But she also did the same thing where she was like, well, Carousel told me not to. And I'm like, nobody here can like own up for their shit without blaming Carousel. Dom blamed Carousel. She blames Carousel. Like everyone's like, Carousel made me do it. It's like, nobody makes you do shit without your own fucking volition. So like,
Carousel made me smoke that pack. She made me. She caught me smoking one and she told me to go into a closet and smoke three packs.
But yeah. Anyway, Carousel just had a good thought, and it's true. She never would have gone and talked to Dom if she went to Georgia first, because Georgia would have been like, no, you know?
Yeah.
And she probably feels better now that she's at least talked to him and knows that it's a rejection. So I think it was the right call just to fucking do it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, she knows it's a no, and Georgia's going to get over it. Like, who cares?
It's better to shoot your shot than never shoot your shot at all. And that's basically all that Carousel was trying to say to her. But she's so passionate. I think sometimes it's inadvertent that it comes across that she's being malicious, but she's really not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably just better friends. She feels better friends with Ines than Georgia. So her loyalty did fall one way, but that's the way that it works sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, she's got a bias for sure.
You can't always, you know, help everybody out, but you know, it's a fucking dating show, you know, you're not always there to make friends, you know, you're there to find love.
It is ironic though how Carousel always goes around telling people you have to test your relationships, you have to test it, but her and Joey are like glue. They never test their relationship at all, or you know, like go on other dates or approach other people at all.
Well, she says that they did in the beginning, and that's how they found love.
I don't recall. In the beginning of the show, or you mean?
Well, she says that they did it in the beginning because of the chase stuff, and I think that they already think that they tested the relationship pre-show.
I see. Okay.
But I agree with you. I do like what Joey says here. I have it.
We came here for a crazy experiment to figure out if we could truly find love. And part of that is testing your relationship. And I understand people have feelings for each other, but at the end of the day, man, you literally signed up for this.
Yeah. It's like, you guys have feelings and I get that you're getting upset, but like, people are going to talk to each other and tell them that they have feelings and you shouldn't get too pissed off because it's a dating show.
As a matter of fact, it's encouraged, and we love seeing the tears. We love seeing you all cry. We'd love it if you fought a little more, screamed a little louder, threw a few more punches, but you know, we're still very satisfied. So far it's been great. We love it. It's good.
Do you guys hear whenever Nick Lachey comes in and talks to us and he says, perfect match? That's the name of the show. We're supposed to make matches and talk to each other about matching. You signed up for it. Thank you, Joey. It was very eloquent. Will and Diamond match. He says that she's the burst of excitement and joy we need in the house, and she gives him energy. I was like, who is this guy?
He's a smooth dude. I'm telling you, this guy, he really is a smooth operator. Like, his confidence, I'm starting to buy into it that, like, he's going to win the perfect match. I'm, like, actually starting to buy into it.
This was in confessional. I was like,
I know. He's got I know.
But I'm like, is this genuine? Like, why do you care about excitement and joy and energy?
I don't think he is genuine.
Why is he saying it's confessional? Why is he saying this to us?
Oh, because he just wants to look like a winner, I think.
Oh, he thinks that if you wear the jacket, you'll get the job.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the confidence, you know, he gasses himself up.
He's gassing himself up in confessional.
Yes.
Okay.
If he feels like he needs to switch to another match, then he'll do it to get to the end.
Oh yeah. No, I don't think he's like I don't think he's like match with Diamond. I was just surprised that he was even like saying such nice things. Not that there's not nice things to say about Diamond. I was just surprised in general that he wasn't like, this is going to help me win.
Right.
As long as that he didn't present it in a strategic fashion at all.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he usually at least adds something of like, but she doesn't know me yet, or, but I also want to win. Like there was no context given.
Mm-hmm.
Dom and Georgia, he asks her to be his girlfriend.
Ooh, cringy.
This is such bullshit. It's not
real.
Oh,
yeah.
He says, I've never asked someone to be my girlfriend, and now I hope everyone will leave us alone so I don't have to go on any more dates. Does he ask her out strategically just so he doesn't have to go on any more dates on a dating show?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think he does want her to be his girlfriend and also the other stuff too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But does he, but he was in love with Francesca.
Yeah. I wish what would happen with Dom and Georgia, and they should just do it for just Dom and Georgia's, like, are you the one, where once they get matched, you go bye-bye. You know, we don't see you anymore. You're at another villa or something. You're not on the show anymore.
Yeah, because it's too safe. It's like, once you have a girlfriend, it's like nobody's going to feel safe to...
And, like, at least Joey and Carousel are stirring the pot, even if it is inadvertently.
Yeah, like, these two
are... What are Georgia
and
Dom going to give to the show, you know? Just because they have a boy, just because they're boyfriend girlfriend now, that means that other people can't set them up in the boardroom. I don't know about that. You know?
They might still.
Yeah, I would. It'd make me want to do it all the more. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're boyfriend girlfriend now.
Especially when you said, I've never asked somebody to be my girlfriend before. I was like, with the way you've acted in the house from day one, I just don't believe that. Like, I can't believe that's possible.
No, nope.
There's no way.
Nope.
No.
They've kissed, no. Right? Have they kissed? They kissed.
Yes, they've kissed. They've kissed.
Just had to check. Because it had been a while for him and Francesca before they kissed.
Yeah, no, I think he learned a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole Francesca thing was.
And Damien clearly has learned a lot since the first time he dated Francesca, because he kissed Francesca right away. And then he also kissed Inez right away, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. We got to move on from Dom. I can't talk about him anymore.
I see your eyelids dropping.
I'm falling asleep. Damien and Inez, they commiserate on that they're just the people that just put their hearts out there. They both tell people how sexy and attractive other people not being into them or their gender is, and those people just don't, you know, reciprocate. Why?
It's tough.
It's very tough.
All these non-smokers, God, they're so annoying, you know?
Damien tells Inez that she shouldn't feel like an option. She should feel like a priority.
He's used that line before. You know that he has. Yeah, that one's in the pocket at all times, ready to go.
Which is interesting because she is his second choice.
Yeah, yeah. They know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, she definitely knows.
Let's call a cat a cat. It was a second choice.
It's another phrase she learned from Carousel, I think.
Is that the French version of spade a spade?
I guess so.
I did not see this coming, though. That was especially the kiss. I was like, whoa, wowzers. Yeah,
moves fast. Yep.
Yes.
He's learned from the other shows.
It was very good. I loved them going up the stairs and Francesca being like, wow, that's so fucked up. Didn't she have something with Dom and now she's with someone else?
Wow.
It's not like I've done that before. How can you
try and keep up, Francesca? Try and keep up.
She's never done anything like that before.
Never, ever.
And then she says she's going to fully pursue something with Abby, but the door with Damien is not fully closed yet. That's not fucked up.
Not at all. Not at all.
I don't think it's fucked up, but just from her boundaries.
Yeah.
But this isn't who she is.
I thought she had the ick from him. I don't understand.
It's not who she is, Ben.
I think she likes to keep him chasing, you know. Yeah. She likes to move on to the next, but then make sure that they're still following her around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But please watch her ads on TikTok. That's who she genuinely is.
That's her truest, most sincere, beautiful soul of a self. Yes. Just like when we do our ads.
That's who we are. You know what? Abby's liking it.
I will follow you into hell, my queen.
Ooh.
Ooh.
To hell.
I mean, they showed a shot of Abby and Francesca making out in that pool up above. You know, I think it seems like they're certainly getting more physical than at least Dom and Francesca. So,
well, that's a very low bar.
It's a very low bar. But what I'm saying is, you know, they could end the show as them two as the match.
Yes. But has she told her that her family member will fall in love with her yet? That is probably not the yet. Most intimate not that yet. You can get.
Nope.
Yes.
You're right.
So the next morning, Joey, Damien, Diamond, and Will have a chat. Damien basically lets them know that he is into Inez, but they ask him if he still wants Francesca, and he says that he wants her 10 out of 10.
You believe that shit? I love that, Max. I love that he's doing pretty much the exact same thing that he did with his relationship on Love is Blind, where he's just using another woman to make his ex jealous, just like he did with Francesca to Gigi at the Love is Blind After the Altar. Now he's doing it with Inez to Francesca. And I'm sure there will be another show where he's trying to make Inez jealous with a new person after this.
Time is a flat circle, you know?
It's a flat circle, it really is. It's wild to me. It's wild.
It's the same exact shit.
The only difference is this time he actually kissed Inez, whereas he never kissed Francesca before.
But it's the same. She's the new. So Inez is the new Francesca, and Francesca's the new Gigi, but he's not actually with Francesca. But it's the same thing.
It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, they have to do a reunion, right?
Oh, I hope so.
I know.
If they don't, I'll be really disappointed.
Maybe 11 is the finale, 12 is the reunion.
I really hope that's the case.
I hope that 12 is the finale and that they'll release a reunion.
We should. We'll ask around. We'll send a couple messages, see if we get anything back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can hear a response on Match Center if we get one.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Charge ya. We get to the challenge. It's like the classic Survivor blindfold puzzle mixed with stacking.
Yeah. People are getting hurt a lot less, though.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Will and Diamond, they really want to win their first challenge as a new couple.
I'm not here to play games.
Did you see Damien when he had his blindfold on? He goes, it's like the pods all over again. He started
my
like,
butterflies ask, my butterflies,
they're back, it's Love is Blind.
I just want to say, Diamond said I'm not here to play games, but she's literally playing a game. It's a challenge, they're games, so yeah. Maybe that's why she lost, because she wasn't here for games.
Every shot I've seen of Diamond so far in the house, she's actually been playing like Yahtzee and Scrabble with other people. Yeah, so I don't know what she's talking
literally
about.
Literally playing games. Just get your head straight.
Yeah, she's been doing Pokemon Go on her phone. That's weird. I don't get it.
I liked some of the different strategies going on. Inez had the explain the route strategy first, but I was kind of like, I don't think you're going to be able to memorize the route when you can't see. Like, she was like, okay, there's going to be a bail here and a bail there and a bail there. I'm like, you have no reference point. You're blindfolded.
Yeah.
Francesca's not loud enough and Abby doesn't care about the game. That was really good.
I like that. I like no stakes. She didn't care.
She was like a toddler in like a supermarket or something, wandering around. Georgia going to the wrong lane was really funny too.
Yeah, that was funny. Yep.
So I know this doesn't end up well, but I kind of like understood a little bit more like the Chloe Mitchell dynamic a little bit more, or like why she likes him, like in the confessionals and them together, like how they can be goofy together, like how, like when she's like, Mitchell, do something goofy with me, and then like he'll roar with her, like be goofy with her and stuff. Like I feel like I started to understand it a little more, you know, like instead of him, like I was like, okay, I see why she would be more down.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't care about the values and ethics of the person,
well, clearly she doesn't. Clearly she doesn't.
You have to fall back on is goofiness. Uh-huh. And if he doesn't provide sex, then it's got to be even extra goofy. You know, so
well, yeah, I know. I was like, well, I'll clearly just care about the values or the sex. So what is it? I was like, oh, he's willing to be goofy with her. I was like, okay, I understand.
Good. Priorities, right?
Well, yeah. Ben, I had to figure out what it was.
It still confuses me. It really does.
Hey, I had to figure it out. Well, they win.
And, it's goofy, but not in a good way. It's goofy in a bad way.
I was charmed. I was so charmed.
You were charmed by all the furks, were you?
I was in love all over again.
Oh my God.
We go on this date, and I really like Chloe calling hay bales hail bales.
Hail bales?
Hail bales. How do you do her accent saying hail bales? That's really hard.
Yeah, well, try and picture it being like half German, half Atlanta.
Yeah, that's Damien's accent.
Hail bale.
Hold on a second.
We are German, there's a hail bales.
So they use beads to create, well, they're supposed to be creating manifestation bracelets, but the problem is they don't finish them before they have this important conversation. If she had finished the bracelet and truly embraced lucky girl syndrome, then she would have had him say, I want to be in a relationship with you. But they didn't finish the manifestation bracelet. She didn't truly embrace lucky girl syndrome. And that's why this happened.
Yes.
So it's really her fault that she didn't get what she wanted.
Yeah, she should have done a vision board.
A vision board, a full manifestation.
Very stupid.
I mean, she has TikTok. She should know how this works. It's not hard. So he really wants to be a virgin for a long time. He's really committed to this.
Until he's 31.
Yeah, he's like young as hell.
Have we
ever
heard?
He wants to taste the world.
So let me just get this right. He's a virgin because he is a Christian. He doesn't believe in sex before marriage, right? Is that the reason?
Yes.
But he doesn't want to get married younger.
Because because he doesn't like relationships.
Is that what the reason? Because he doesn't want relationships, or is it because he's career focused? Like, what is it?
Well, he says that.
I'm not going to prioritize someone over my own goals. That's what he
says. And he says, you have everything I want. You have an amazing body, great personality. I just don't put a lot of effort into relationships because I want to taste the world and I don't do commitment. Yeah. And he says, I won't. I think it's a little bit of both. I think he wants to like date around, and yeah, he's career focused.
That's the biggest oxymoron, though, is like someone who wants to be a player and date around but not have sex. Like, what even is that? I don't even, what is that?
There's kissing.
It's so weird, Max. I don't understand this person. I don't understand this human being, and I don't know why he keeps getting cast on reality TV.
Very sexually frustrating.
Yeah. How can you be a player if you're not having sex? I don't
understand. Yeah, seems to be a pretty bad player to me.
Yeah.
Definitely not winning MVP.
What's to play with? I don't understand. There's nothing you can play with.
Yeah, I wonder how far he goes. Maybe he does everything but
over the shirt grab. Maybe
I don't know.
is that the furthest he's been?
Douche.
Does the Lord approve of over the shirt Boop grabs.
Nicole asks, what is his career? Nicole, didn't you listen to our 2-hour cast assessment? I thought you were a big listener. He is, what if we figure out that
he cures anxiety.
No, he said, he cures anxiety. I think
he turns water into wine.
He fights in the Confederate Army. I don't know if he gets paid for that. He might be volunteer. He says on his LinkedIn that he is Netflix personnel. And I believe he was a State Farm rep, insurance representative. This is according to LinkedIn.
And according to Reddit, someone who went to high school with him, they said he was always wearing a suit every day in high school and had Bluetooth in his ears. So, you know,
really?
he's clearly been a business mogul since he was a child, basically. Yeah. It explains a lot, doesn't it, Max?
Yeah. It's just weird because it begins conversation. I like that he like he leads her on. She's like, what do you want? And he's like, yeah, I want kids at this age. And he's like, well, how's your patience? And she's like, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't patient. Like, I'll wait 8 or 9 years for you. And he's like, how about you? She's like, I want 4 or 5 kids. And he's like, that's great. That's what I want. And then he's just
Chloe
like
wanting to wait 8 or 9 years for Mitchell.
I don't know. Well, she's not going to get a chance to, hopefully. Hopefully it doesn't work out between them.
Chloe, have some self-respect. Francesca's grabbing her mop from the janitor closet as we speak. Your dignity is on the floor.
I know. It's just like, couldn't you have just like straight off the bat, you know, told her that you weren't interested in a relationship, you know, but I guess he wanted to stay in the house. So.
Yeah, he wanted to get on the show. He just used her.
Well, career goals.
She doesn't really see that, though, I don't think.
No.
Chloe is very naive. She's very naive. It's cringy at times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's done well despite her naivete. Yes. Yeah. It hasn't hurt her that much.
In this game?
In her career.
In life, you're right.
Well, at least in her career, it hasn't. I don't know about her personal life, so I can't tell you that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, he's just such a douchebag. Yeah. It was not that shocking, but it was a pretty epic scene. Good lighting.
I will say on all these dates, fantastic lighting.
Fantastic lighting, like all the ambiance was very good. I was like, this is good shit. Like, looks wow. Very good. Great lighting.
Is Roger Deakins shooting this? What's going on?
I was like, this looks excellent. Woo-wee. And then I just loved her saying, if Shane's on the board, I won't go up. And then you see little Shaney poking out.
Miss could have died a virgin.
Oops, that's not what I meant to say. You see little Shaney poking out on the board. Just raising his hand. There I am.
Do it, Chloe. Do it.
Do it. Send yourself on a date.
But it looks like it's not just going to be one person coming back. Kind of looks like the whole lot of them are coming back next week.
Yeah.
Based on the previews, looks like they're just letting everybody back in the house, free for all.
Yeah. Well, they have to do that so that LC can go on a date.
Oh no. I feel so bad for LC. The one person left out.
It's just not fair.
It's not fair.
Hasn't she been through enough? Hasn't she been shit-sticked enough? You know.
Yeah. First Barnett, then Mark. Oh.
Now she has to go in a house with Mitchell and Dom.
That's the worst.
Yeah. God. Dom's a bad person.
In terms of reality TV, you betcha. You betcha. there's the worst thing that you can have on reality TV is someone who's boring. That's the worst possible thing.
It's true.
It's true.
Well, this has been a fun hour and 20 minutes. That's how you know this was a meaty episode. Woo-wee!
And now get ready for our 30-minute recap of Are You the One?
Are You the One, baby? Gotta consolidate that one. Well, it has been quite the week here on Perfect Match, but it's not over. Coming out on Saturday on our Patreon at patreon.com/realityalert, me, Ben, and my girlfriend Maria, we'll be talking, we'll be recapping what we thought, what our thoughts on this whole week of Perfect Match. We'll be talking about our favorite moments. We'll be giving out awards, like best couple, worst couple, sassiest honey, dirtiest dog, soundbite king and queen, things like that. We'll be going through all the social media from all the people on the cast, some of their friends, some of their foes, and we'll be giving predictions for the final four episodes. And once again, you can catch that all on patreon.com/realityalert. Starts at only $5 a month, and that contains over 50 episodes of bonus content that you get immediate access to. patreon.com/realityalert. And you should follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. If we don't get 50 followers in a week, you'll never hear from us again.
That's true. Yep. And stay tuned if you are watching live. We are going to be doing our Are You the One recap in just a moment. So stick around. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Let's call a cat a cat. It was a second choice.